somebody in a spot to repeat it, not to forget. Because when you read this story, be a reader, okay? Don't be, without any intention, okay? Without any agenda, just start to read, okay, this is a guy who starts in a story. You will see that in that story, he does not need to repeat one special word. One special word which is a part of a very special term in the habit of Persians. That's inshallah. God willingly. But he will not say God willingly. Because in philosophy term, when it comes to God willingly, they call it avoiding the exception. Means the rule is this, avoiding the exception that if God wills that this will not happen, okay? Let's not forget the exception. Normally, if I let this go, it will drop down, right? If God doesn't want, it doesn't. That's what I believe. So that exception is there, okay? And I have to mention it. With that excuse, he will repeat in Persian twice the word exception. He will say, they didn't avoid the exception. They will not say, inshallah. And that's why everything is collapsing, because the exception is here. Remember, that's the way I understand this book. He will say, you grow up, you learn the logic, then everything is good, everything is working fine. Suddenly, the exceptional stuff comes. You fall in love. Then suddenly, everything is upside down. And all the logical solutions are useless. Because love is the breaker of the rule. Love is the maker of the new simple rule. What is the simplest rule in the universe? One word that you don't like at all. Obey. Lover obeys the wishes of beloved. It's giving up all your choices. And that happens strangely. Of course, remember there was a guy who said, I don't know the beauty of the painting. So there is someone who will say, I don't know the beauty of love, maybe you're talking about sex. The point is, the field of love is exceptional. So in this book, he will repeat it. You know how? He will say, let me tell you about the wisdom of delaying for 2 years. For 2 years we delayed it because there is a limit to everything. Everything existing in this universe has a size, a proportion. Then he will bring in the Quranic verse of Ghaza al-Mizan, and its Mizan, it's... So, means in this universe, everything should be limited, like the ring in the nose of the camel that we are going to see again, remember? Do you remember the camel? Oh my God, where was it? Tell me this.
Salih?
No, you don't remember it. Yes, there was there was this camel of Saleh, yes, right? But there is a more important camel you should remember today. Today I'm talking about the beginning of book 2, right? So you should remember a camel from where? Oh my goodness, the end of the book 1. Do you remember that the last paragraph, book 1, when he said, this is it, I'm closing this session down. He said, oh, you camel, you are having this, and this is dried out, and you will go crazy. You camel, he repeated it. last paragraph, 5-6 verses, he talked about the camel, right? Beginning, Persian, no poetry, he does. Everything should have a size. Look at the camel. The ring in the nose of the camel should be what? A good size. Too small doesn't work. Too big, the camel cannot move. And this is the camel that you should remember. You know why? Let me read you the first verse ever. The beginning is what? This Masnavi has been delayed for a while. An interval was needed in order that the blind, the blood might turn to milk. Okay? Blood does not become sweet milk until the fortune gives birth to a new baby. Okay? Sorry, that's the translation word by word. But in it, there is bocht. That baby is camel baby. So the camel should give birth. Camel is here, camel is here, camel is over there, because we are talking, Rumi is talking with the camel. You are the camel. The camel owner is sleeping. He's not awakened yet. So the camel, that your animal part, is walking around. When you come, you will ride this camel, then you give it the direction. Where to? Mika, the pole, the goal, whatever, right? So we are talking about the camel. And camel understands size. So we talked about size. Why? Look at it. A long, long paragraph bringing different examples with the camel on this and that to say that, you see, everything has a size. So even in this universe, God will give each one of you a limited stuff. Okay? Then he will end it, except. Do you remember the exceptions? Except there are some people, they have arrived somewhere that they will give something endless, out of calculation, out of quantity, and if you don't have the taste, you will not understand what I said. And this last part in Arabic, وَمَنْ لَمْ يُزَغْ لَمْ يُدَرْ. You see how he prepares this opening to the book. I would say, everything has a size, except that the stuff that God gave Shams, or Romeo, or Juliet, all the lovers, God gave them something that's endless, no quantities, and neither is more or less. Who loved more? Romeo or Majnun? No difference. There are 1,000, there are one, remember all that calculation. So he stopped. Then, with this magical opening, he gave you the verse. The verses could be read differently. All the teachers I studied, they read it differently. I read it differently. I told you why. Because the first one is a very arrogant saying that all the teachers, they like their master to say, I did that. So it could be interpreted, and in Persian language, there is no difference between us and we. Both are ma, right? That's what the trick is. But then I said, somebody asked me, what is love? And I said, you will understand when you become we. As long as you are I, you don't understand. Because I, ego, is self-centered. By nature it is. And lover is different. Then he added some small note underneath, not to forget. He was talking about exception, right? He made a long, long claim of everything has a size. Except this. then you will not understand this, except you become weak. Then, in addition to it, a small note that we are talking about what? Love. That's the only subject we talked about, right? Do not forget. And this second book is the third step. Means we talked about love, old book one, right? They say love has no limit and no size, because this is an adjective of God. And that's that. No need for further explanation. That's how he started this book, right? Then he started to say what this knowledge is really. Is that this knowledge, this wisdom, wisdom is next step to knowledge. Knowledge is absorbing, gaining, and learning, having information and all that. This to us is a very good potential. A good potential, right? Not a very good stuff, because by itself, it could be very good, it could be very bad. It's not that more knowledgeable you are, a better person you are. That has nothing to do with that. To be a good fellow, to be in love, to love the love, and to all that, you need to have a good heart. Of course, a very good brain helps. But the worst people on the earth could have a very good brain. Very intelligent. We call them shrews, right? What is a shrewd person? Of course it's not dummy, it's very clever. Well, it's no good. Especially because it's too clever. We are talking about being good. Remember, we are not talking about what is good. We're talking about becoming good. What is the difference between these two? Understanding what is good, first of all, is impossible, because it's relevant. It depends where, when, how, why, and all that stuff. An endless argument, right? Becoming a good fellow. No argument. Because we know who, where, when. It's you, here, now. Remember, Rumi talked about all of this. Eh? Long time tomorrow, let go of tomorrow. We're over there, right? We're talking about tomorrow and today. He said, yesterday is not here. God didn't like it, so let it go. And tomorrow, maybe we'll be here, maybe not. If you're a real believer in a creator, creator could stop it. If you believe it that way. Anyhow, tomorrow is irrelevant. Now, today, this moment, this is what it counts, because in this moment you could do something. Thinking about it is something else, planning about it is good. But doing it is important. Why? Suddenly, let's not forget we are not logical. So logically, it's not very good. Because there is this stuff that is, let's go back, what is inhuman that it's not in animals. The absence of it in animals is not very bad, really. First of all, remember, all the animals, they are liars, they are cheaters. Because lying, pretending, and showing off and all that is the game of life. All the beauty of the flowers is cheating the insects, inviting them for a sex to carry the pollen. And it's beautiful.